in Tavkul Peivov, holding in Sevhei, the Mishaburus of Katan Chavdalim. So the person says, Katan Liskiyasa Olai, so also Liskiyabu. So the Mishabura Filu, if he said Perish Benidra Tkiya Shamitzah, so he's explicitly going against the command of the Torah to do the mitzvah. So why does that work? Vatam, the reason why that works, we saw this before, didn't order him, Bechalafil Aldar Mitzvah. As opposed to a shua, which is about an action, so a person can't make a shua that he will not listen to shofar, because the Torah says you should, you can't say you shouldn't. You can't make a shua against the words of the Torah. The netter is chal on the item, not on the mitzvah. So the netter is that this item is osur. That's not going directly against the words of the Torah. Now you have a practical problem. Since this is the only shofar you have available, and this item is osur to you, so you can't do the mitzvah. But you weren't making a netter directly against the mitzvah. You're making a netter on the item. You can't use the shofar. Also means you can't hear the sound of the shofar. Doesn't just mean you can't blow the shofar. It means you can't hear the sound. So that's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. The Yesh Pesim Shavot Zuloy Mershein Chal Neder. Okay, also shofar alof. So if the language has to be that he's discussing the shofar, so then it's chal. This shofar is also on me to blow. I will be also love at tkiya. The person would say the tkiya of the shofar is also. Can shomer tkiya shofar alai bekarim. The tkiya of the shofar is also on me as a netter. En alchal the tkiya in b'mamish. The dorm in chal and al davar shein b'mamish. So netter's advantage is also its disadvantage. It's a shua which is on an action, so there's no problem in b'mamash yesh b'mamash. It's on an action. Whereas the netter has to be chal on an item, so it's ein b'mamash. If there's no tangible item for it to take effect, then it doesn't take effect.
So what does that mean, ein b'mamash? I mean, this can be measured on the various scopes of sorts. I mean, of course, the air to move, which can be detected by appropriate apparatus. So there is, in a sense, that's a b'mamash. That is something.
I don't think that we could say that he answered the air. He answered the sound.
The sound, right?
Yeah, I mean, the sound, the impact the sound has on a person is not something which is. There's no physical item there. Sure, the air isn't the sound. The wave is.
You can measure the eardrum vibrating.
I understand. That's not an item. So you say your eardrum is usher? I mean, my eardrum usher. I didn't make my eardrum usher. I didn't make this act of shmiya usher. I made the act of tkiya. The sound of a tkiya is usher. So what exactly is that usher? I still don't have an item to answer.
To be in a netter is a bit.
Could you explain that one more time?
There's also the difference in a netter and a shua. A shua is on an action. Netter is on an item. The whole idea of netter is that there's a chalois kedusha or iser on an item. So that means that's why a shua can't make a shua against the mitzvah, because a shua is on the action. The Torah says, you know, listen, and I say I'm not going to listen, so I'm going directly against the words of the Torah. The netter, I'm not discussing the mitzvah of the Torah, I'm discussing this shofar is also. So I'm discussing the item. So I'm not going directly connect to the words of the Torah, so the netter is chal. So netter can be chal on the mitzvah, shua can't. On the other hand, shua can be chal in b'mamash. I can make a shua that person can make a shua on an action. Because in b'mamash, I won't listen to that. I will listen to that. I will run. I won't run. I will sleep. I won't sleep. I'm answering sleep. What exactly are you answering? You can't say kind of shinolai. What are you answering? But you can say I won't sleep. I'm committing to the action or the non-action of sleeping. So shul k'michal and ein b'mamash, but it never can't. So that the netter has the advantage that it's chal on an item is a disadvantage. It can't be chal d'b'shem b'mamash. So they said,
if someone makes a netter to not have hana off from somebody, could it listen to a shiur that the person gives?
Well, leaving out okay. There's another issue of if I make an iser of hanos, then I have the question of mitzvah al-bohanos. By Torah, actually, there's a mission that comes to the Torah. The halacha is the Torah is considered hanna. It's different. Limud haTorah is different than other mitzvahs. As it does have a halacha of hanna. So the mission does. If I have a case where a person is also and somebody else as a netter, she couldn't learn Torah from him. Let's say other mitzvahs that you theoretically, if there's a mutter hanoah from Reuven to Shimon, he's answering the hanoah of Shimon on him, so he can still have Shimon blow shofar for him. Doesn't call the hanoah being getting the mitzvah because this is Abba Hanoah. So now, but over here he's discussing on the shofar. Some poskim say that if you use the language of, if you say Tkiyah shofar alai b'karnam, is supposed to, if he says shofar alai b'karnam this guy boy, he's answering the shofar to be used for tkiyah. So he's putting an iser on the shofar. So that works. He says tkiyah shofar alai b'karnam, that's an action. It's not chab. Omnam. Kama poskim. Serum shechal af b'zeh, it does work. But why? Tkiyah min shakapanam, hizkir b'nidre chefsa. There is an item involved in the netter. So some of the mitzvahs, the kabbalasu lesser chayfis love. So we said even though his language was not exactly necessarily the most proper way of saying it, what he meant to say was that the shofar can't be used for the purpose of tkiyah. Okay, this is regards to the Issa Torah. In other words, regards to whether the netter will be chal on that level, as at the Raisa level. I will mean the Rabbanon, Iki Surbachol Gavni, Philip Benet Hashem Ramamish. That Allah, the Net Hashem Ramamish, is not chal, that's it in the Raisa. I mean, Rabbanon is chal. Okay. Therefore, who can move over here with the assimilation gimbal? Well, Cain also described by Kadam Shiatar, and Netter, so you have to mount to the Netter. First place in the chol zeh benetter. Al b'shua eno yochel afkia es atzmei mi mitzvah tkiyah shofar. But a shua, which would be considered going directly against the words of the Torah, it's not chal. The mushra may oimet me harsina the kai mitzvah zeh Torah. He's directly going against the shua that he's already made by harsina that he's going to do the mitzvah. So he can't make a shua directly connected to that. Okay. Now, in that situation, he has a problem. So what happens is it's called a shua shav. So he gets malchus for the shua, made a shua shav. It's a shua which was not effective, so it's a shua shav. So he gets malchus for the shua, and he listens to the shofar. In loy, shekolam shua so lesser atzav v'shviat koltki. However, there's a lacha that you can't make a shua directly connected to the words of the Torah. There's an exception. And this, the exception is what's called Isser Karlo, or Shua's Karlo. If I make a Shua, which is on many items, and amongst those items is also an item of mitzvah, so a person will make a Shua that he's not going to drink wine Friday night. So we have a mitzvah to drink wine Friday night. So let's say you look at a ton of things now, because that's the Rabbanon. Shua's Karlo and the Rabbanon's. Prisons make a shul, he's not going to sit in the sukkah the first night of sukkahs. That's a problem. The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. He's going and saying he's not going to sit in the sukkah. It's not chal. Prisons make a shul, he's never going to sit in the sukkah the whole year. So he can't sit in the sukkah the first night of sukkahs either. Because since the shul is effective, in regards to the other nights, the shul is effective. Once it's effective, it's a shul. So it's chal vis-a-vis the first night also. So if he wants to sit there, he'd have to be made out to the shul before he can sit in the sukkah the first night of sukkahs. So if he says he's going to answer call to kiyah period, not just kiyah shal mitzvah, the mashal feels kiyah shal rishus. Mizeh chal shuwasa b'karlo lesher gab b'shal mitzvah. So the shuwa is chal, what's called karlo, he's including in his shuwa more than just the mitzvah case. So the reason why the shuwa is not chal, because you're making a shuwa which can't be true. Well, the shuwa is true. And once it's chal, it's not chal partially, it's chal totally. So what are you going to do? So the Mishnah says, we shtadal hat to shua, says you have to be mata your shua in order to be able to do the mitzvah. Now the lashon over here is ubi yishtadol lehatashuasa, is a language which is ambiguous. He doesn't say you're mechuyev to. He says you should. Because since it was chal, you get the situation. You're an oinus. Right. So if you make a shua, let's say we said shua was chal on the rabbanim. So you make a shua directly on the din of the rabbanim. So within the halacha is that he's mechuyev to imat. We require him to be matur. If you mechuyev the rabbanim to do it, you may, but the ma'aser shua was chal on the rabbanim. So we have this conflict. So we're mechuyev you to be matur because you should have made the shua just on that. But once it's called everything, you want to have a shua which asks you from never listening to the shayfa. So that's not something which is wrong, bad sin, right? So the fact that it's going to impact the mitzvah, that's a mamela, a good concept. So that's only he should be mishtadel. It's not a chiyuv gomer. Now, if you look at the door, also atzel lishmoya shayfa be ployni, and only if there's seven mitzvah to hear shayfa, so I'll have a question. Isha acher lishmoya memeno shayfa. So if you ask it, I'm not going to get the benefit of hearing the tkiyas from Pliny. So it's chal. The netter is chal. Pliny is also to me for sure for tkiyas. So it's chal on the Pliny. I can't hear the tkiyas of Pliny. It's good to hear from Almighty. So who else knows how to blow? So find someone who knows how to blow. Right, you live in a town, nobody's how to blow. So you get some answer. You find someone who knows how to blow. So the same thing. Also the Shema Mishzeh, I feel also Atzma Mishua. Shein on Nishma Kedishma Levatal Zemitzah. Now, if you personally show, I refuse to hear the Tekiyas of Beryl. That's not going to connect to Mitzvah. It's not saying I don't want to hear Tekiyas of Beryl. I don't want to hear from Beryl. Now, it turns out the only person that knows how to blow is Beryl. So, but the Mishzeh of Shua is Chal. There's no mitzvah you have to listen from this fellow per se. Okay. Now, Sifvav. Sifvav is a very important sif. It's a b'raisa in Setus Rosh Hashanah. The sound of the shofar was a very thick type of a sound. Okay. A very thin type of a sound. Kosher. Shekala curlus, ksher, and b'sherfim. So the law is that the curl is different curlus are still kosher. Okay. B'shaburus of cotton of haydak ma'oid. Very thin sound. Very high pitched, thin sound. It was a gravelly type of a sound or a dry type of a sound. So it's also kosher. So now, if that's true, that all curlers are kosher, so the question which always comes up is, what would be if it changed in the middle of a tekiah? A lot of times a person will blow, and the sound will change in the middle. It'll go to a higher pitch as he starts losing air, or something of that sort. So all the curlers are kosher.
That is what air?
It starts losing air. Right? So if it goes from a deeper sound to a higher pitch sound in the middle of the curl, so mikra, then that's a kosher. That is a kosher tekiah. Because all curlers are kosher. This is called a curl shofar. So the fact that it changes pitch in the middle is not ma'akev. So that which people are, ma'akev, that it should be a straight sound, it shouldn't change, that's a chumrah, that's a hider, it's not mikiradin. This braisa, which says all curlers are kosher, means that it's not considered that you've lost your curl when the sound changes in the middle. So that's why, even though it seems to be like a fairly innocuous type, this is a very significant halachic sif. This sif Zion. So now the that's to Mr. Burr in Chavav. He writes introduction to this sif.
Particular
sif. I said sif was a very important sif. It's the idea that the sound can change the middle. That's a very common issue. So make sure that's kosher. Okay. So now the next sif deals with if the shofar got a hole in it. So the Mishabura Imnikav, Chofa, I start with the Mishabura, the introduction to the Sif. Imnikav, Chofa. Atom Zasif Akdomak, we're going to give a short introduction to the Sif. Who? Isabi Gemara, the Mora says, Tana Rabbana quotes, because we have a price which says, Nikav Usasoma, if the Shabbat got a hole, and then you sealed the hole.
What kind of hole
in the show? Yeah. Ben Biminoi, Uben Shalom Biminoi. Also, Tanakama says whether you used shofar filings, which is the same min as shofar, to fill it up, or whether you used a piece of metal to fill it up, it's possible. Okay, that's a Tanakama. Okay. Rav Nosson Omer, Rav Nosson disagrees. B'minah kosher, shlo b'minah posel. No, if you would use the if the stima of the hole is something which is the same min as the shofar, so it's considered it becomes bottle to the shofar, and the shofar is now kosher. Shlo b'minah posel. How if it's you use something else, it's a problem. Because of the caramel on Kribnos, and we pass on Kribnos, and that we differentiate between Minoy and Enam. Now, the Gemara comes along, the Gemara qualifies Kribnos. The Ha, the Macha, Kribnos, the Minoy, Hanodavka, Shinishtar, Ruba, Yishlanika. The whole has to be less than Rife. Okay. So far that's the Gemara. If an Ebe Beir has sugya yeshteyas ben rishana,
supposed to be less than half of what?
Of the let's say the sheer shofar. Okay. Okay. Now, learning up the sugya, there's a question which has to be raised. So shofar makes a certain sound. Gets a hole that the hole potentially could change the sound of the shofar. Now you're sourcing it and it reverts back to the original sound. Right. So is that a problem in the Rav Nosson, which is a Maksha, when it's the same min, is the fact that it was Nishtana Karloi, Ayude the steam, is that a problem or not? So that's Mechlokes B'Shem. The Raman Siyatoi Mefarshim, the Nosan Koy, I ain't my akibat kiya. So that it didn't affect the kiya. What does that mean? The Hano Akar stima, Khosa Kurl, the Kamosha Hoyat Kilo Kadam Shaniki. The stima of Minoi brought it back to its original sounds. If you look in Kosher, Ella Biminoi. Even though now it's reverted back to the original sound, it didn't change the sound at all. That'll only work if it's minoy. So if I put in metal instead and get it back to the original sound with that metal, that's not good. It has to be dafka minoy. Even though whether that metal is there or not, didn't really do too much because haraya, the sound is the same. That doesn't make a difference. It's only kosher if it's minoy. Okay, so nims according to them, according to the Rambam, being in tlos in the malusa, you need three things for this to work. You need enom akabatkiya, it didn't affect the sounds. The material you're using is the same min. And ishtar rubai, and the majority of the original shofar is still there. Al mchazer echad me'el was possible. If any one of the three are missing, it's no good. Zui dea rishon shuvakan. That's the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. But Rosh was Siyato, Cyril Hu, the Rav Nosson Koya Arakam Akamatkiya. This is a law that the Rav Nosson is saying that you need Minoy to make it kosher. It's the only case where the Tkiya was affected. Even the Kiddush, even though the Tkiya was affected, for the Hochi kosher, be Minoy. Even though the Tkiya was affected, since what you filled in was the same min, it's kosher. However, if the tia was not affected at all, I feel a shlobim in a kosher in Mishar Rubai. So in a case where the key wasn't affected, even if what you used to fill in was a different min, it's still kosher. Melefi's beer is that Havid Lakula comes out, they're more lenient. They'll be in an alatarte. You need two things. Tano Minoi Virubai, the Fila Ma'akev. A Fila Oiruba Vena Ma'akev, a Fila Eno Mino. Okay, so that's the second opinion. But that's just Simon Makarba Kameim, who Shasat Chak, Shanash Oz, Yeshis Machal Rosh Vasiat. So we're going to prefer to follow the sheet of the Raman. You need all three. If a shas atzak, you don't have that option available. You don't have another sharif available, and it has a hole. So we will rely on the rush that if you fill in with the same min, even though it affects the sound is affected, it's not the original sound. It's still kosher. Okay. Zion. Zot mechaber. In nikav. If it has a hole, in lois tisom. If he didn't fill in the hole, Abishin Ishtana Kerloi is kosher. Even though the sound was affected, it's kosher. Why? Because we said before, all of the Kerlois are Ksher and B'Shaifer, like we said in Sivov. Now, Mishabur is going to point out, you need a Sheer Shaifer. Sheer Shaifer is a Tefa, a little more than a Tefa. So from the mouthpiece to the hole is more than a Tefa, even though that actual Shaifer itself is 3/4 talking long. So, but since there's a hole there, it affects the sound. But since there's an intact shofar from the mouthpiece until the hole, the fact that the kol is affected doesn't bother us. So it's kosher. Miu zotur amov im yesh shofar acher in the skerba zeh ki yesh amar mshein the skerba shofar no. But not everybody agrees. So that therefore we don't use it if we have another option. Okay, so that's the first step of this machlokes. Or of this din. So somewhere we're saying that, you know, if you left the hole in, even though the sound was affected, no problem. Okay, now you're searching it. Vim sisoma shalai b'minay. If what you used to fill in the hole was a different type of mint, the sound did not change. In other words, that which is a different type of min didn't affect the sound. Because, or it's, what affected the sound was the fact that the hole was stopped. When the hole is open, the sound is escaping through the hole also, so it affects the sound. The hole is gone, so the sound goes back to its original sound. Yeah, but there's a different type of min there. But that different min is not affecting the sound, because haraya, it sounds like exactly like it sounded before you had the hole. So the other min is not affecting the sound, it's just accomplishing that it's blocking the hole. Which means it goes back to the original sound. So this is the Rambam talking. Zamai says Pasa. We say some of them in like. So even though it didn't affect the sound at all, since it's not the same min, it's possible, according to the Rambam. If what you associated was the same min, in Yishtar Rubai, Sholem, Yabrev Sholem, well, Ikwa and Akabim Shinit Nistamu Esat Kiyam. And it did not affect the sound. I.e., Ashachazu Kalam Kamesha Hayakadam Shinikah, kosher. It went back to its original sound, it's kosher. Is possible. According to the Rambam, if any of the three are missing, which means that it has to be the same min, it can't be another min. It has to be in the Shtar Ruba that the majority is left. It has to be the sound went reverted back to its original sound. Otherwise, it's possible. If there's no other shofar available, so now we rely on the rush. So either we could have it once, if you use the same min to be soysim, it can go back commercial. Or if you use a different min, but the sound went back to the original sound, that's also good, according to the Rosh. Because you just need two. You need Rubai and either Minoy in with a different sound, or a different min with the same sound. So, but yeah, we will rely on that opinion. Okay. Zok Mishavu. Chavav, imnikav. We did that already. Chav Zayin. Obviously, you can start a kosher. Shakol HaKadosh Shem B'Shefer. So if the hole is there, you haven't filled it up, it's fine. The Haino Afila Chadchilo Lasa Mechaber. The Mechaber said, that's even fine. Now, I'm sorry. I said incorrectly. Kosher Poison Lafila Loini Shtarber Shir Tkiya. As long as the majority of the shofar didn't have a hole, so it's considered that it's intact. The fact that there's a hole in the minimal tefach, which you need, is also fine. Not like I said before. Okay. I said before that you need a one tefach fully sholem. That's not true. Shofar was saying even if there's a hole in the minimal tefach, you don't have a tefach, which is sholem, it's also fine. Since the roiv is not nokuv. It come off of kosher kerem. The higher ruba shall shayv for nokuv. For the shabbos shir tkiya sholem gam can posel. The ruba kikul loyvayim rielach. If the majority of the shayfer was missing, even if I can find a tefach, which is sholem, but the roiv of the shayfer is missing, so that's ruba kikul. It's like the whole thing is missing. Okay. If you have a different shofar, you shouldn't use the shofar which has a hole. See, the shofar in Lokov is possible to my shofar shenista. So, Mechaber said a shofar which has a hole is not a problem. There's an opinion that says the shofar which has a hole is a problem. So the Rambam says, "Lisa chadchila, we should be machmer for that opinion." Yeshalach the days of the chadchila. My feeling is tired by sheir tkiya lamala tzarapet shame my neck of cloud. Even if you have a full shear next to the mouthpiece, so you have a sheir tkiya by the mouthpiece, this is the hole. There's a hole. The same way we're going to see in the next sif, if it's nisa, if it has a crack, it's a problem. So a hole is also a problem. Come walk and mash the gavus arzu a hainul davke heichos a neck of murgish batkia. Even according to this shita, it's only true if the neck have affected the sound. Shakol nifka mal yodu ben ishtana kerlo aber heche shakol ot solo and I can get a chosh of the talking about the chuliyam. If it's such a minimal hole or it's placed in such a way that it doesn't affect the sound at all, that's not significant, and even this sheet agrees they can use the shayfer. Okay. Okay, so if it has a hole, you leave it with the hole. We have this machlokes. This is chachilu b'machmer. Mishum bris only machmer if it affects the sound. The shofar holds even if it does affect the sound, it's okay. The sheet holds is not okay. We're machmer the chachilu. Let's say you want to be soysim the hole. So it comes out that you could be you're better off leaving the hole there than filling up the hole. Because according to Mechaber, leaving the hole there, you're fine to go. You fill it up, things start getting difficult. It's a sum. If you filled it up, what's the limit? I have the shalosh sesame kosher. That's a Mechaber. Because sesame garet tvei, leaving it with open is kosher, but filling it up is worse. because if you use something other than that min to fill it up, can eno shemea kol shayfer b'chud. You're not hearing the sound of a shayfer anymore. Rak kol shayfer b'chud abarach. You're hearing the sound of the combination of the shayfer plus this piece of plastic or whatever you use. Or the other case where it's a problem according to the Rambam. So it's the same min. It's shayfer min. Because it doesn't go back to the original sound. So what do we say? We realize that the sound we're hearing is not the original sound of the shayfer. Means the shayfer which was here originally makes a certain sound. This shayfer now, with its hole, with the stima of a piece of shayfer from something else, is not the same sound. So it comes out, you're not really hearing the sound of the shayfer, you're hearing the sound of the shayfer plus whatever you use to fill up the holes. Even though it's the same min, but it's not a shayfer. It's a piece of a shayfer. The sound you're hearing now is from the stima. The stima and a batela. So it's the basis of a combination of a kol shefer with some other item.
So what does that mean, a stima and a batela?
Because the stima doesn't become insignificant.
So it's important, so it makes the sound a problem.
So if it comes with the original sounds, to say what you're really realizing is that, so you have the shayfer, you got a hole and that affected the sound. Now it goes back to the original sounds. So all you do is you got back to the original shayfer. So we say it's bottle. Yes. But it's making a different sound. By definition, we're saying it's not bottle.
All
right. Fine. So if it goes back to its original sounds, it's the same min, it's okay. I'm going to show you a bit here. Kedem shenikin. Kol shkenim kerlo, the demur rak, the kol shal kerem astima. So now, if it's kosher, go in the Rambam, you need to use the same min. You need to get it back to the original sound. So now, when I add the stima, it could do one of two things to me. It could either not change it. We have the original sound of the shayfer was X. Gets a hole, and it gets a sound which is Y. Now I'm so simple. What happens now? So either the sound is either Y, or X, or Z. Right. So the Rambam is clear. The sound is Z. Forget it. You're stuck. It's not the same sound. No good. If the sound it goes back to the original sound, which it was originally X. So it's also good. Kalva chaymer, if the sound is what? Means you have the sound X, got a hole, now it sounds like Y. You put a steam in, it still sounds like Y, so you didn't do anything. So you can't say, oh, the steam is making problems. The steam doesn't do anything. It's like a hole, the hole is still there. He said, the hole is still there, it's kosher. In other words, in a case where you revert it back to X, it means till you put the steam in, the sound was what? And now the sound is back to X. It means the steam is making the sound X. It's also kosher. Bechidish. Because we would have said, really, it's not logical to say it's not kosher. If you're the Rambam and you're saying using this steam to generate a sound is a problem, so the Maaseh, before you put the steam in there, its sound was Y, and now through the steam, its sound is X. And we say, no, that's okay, because the original sound was X, it's okay. So if that's true, for sure, if the sound is Y, it's good. But you still need it should be roiv sholem. Even if you get the other two criteria, it's not going to help you. The soup bottle mimeno shame shayfer. Once the roiv is whole, lenasa shayfer alayneistim azu nimsa the habi shayfer b'davaracher. That's clearly because the Rambam is going to be a problem. It's shayfer b'davaracher. Okay. So you need Ruba Shalom. Ritzolomer Baruch Hashefer L'Satpiv. Now Ruba Shalom means has to be the shefer starts by the mouth because that's where you blow from. So I can't say listen, but near the mouth it's like full of holes. But later on it's okay. That doesn't help me. It's not a shefer. It means it's Ruba Shalom towards the side where the mouthpiece is. So that's the sheet of the Rambam. Comes along, the Mechaber says, if you don't have the Rambam available, Shasat Chak, you're so much on the rush.
You don't have water available.
Okay.
You don't have water available.
You don't have another shofar available. This halacha that you rely on the rush is, you didn't realize it was yom tov, that it's the only shofar that you have. However, does also lead to lastima, to have a ketikon kli, kim mishayin ezeh machshir a shofar. Alvin niskar kadam yom tov, yit lastima, vadid a kilo lois to summon a kosher. Mechaber says, if you leave the hole there, you're fine. So I have a great idea. Take the steam out, and you're much better off, according to the Rambam. So the Zatim Mechaber, I can't do that on Yom Tov. Zatim Mechaber, I can't do that on Yom Tov, because that's a tikkun. I have a possible shofar, which I'm making kosher by taking out the steamer. So that's tikkun kli, which is also doing Yom Tov. But if I realize before Yom Tov that this is the only shofar that I have, and it's making a different sound, so take the steam out. Or it's an aminoi, so take the steam out. Shein shofar achar motzi. Lamadal. I'm Yochel Hasik Shefer Acher. Avim Kvar Toka B'Shefer Sheish Matat the Mayusa Yachsov Yisker B'Lo Yavur. I blew the shefer like the rush, and then realized we found another shefer. So you're mechivim al tzaramim to blow again. Aziz Yilad Abrocha. Yesha Hashem Zchino. Was in the serial of the Hechad the Ika Tarta the Tibusin Sagi. We're going to the cause of the Nira Yochel Avorich Prat Lefimaj because we're going to grow the Ika Kadezu. So what do you do? Normally we say you have Machloikus and you're saying like listen, at least do this much. You don't make a bracha. Said, no, the Iker Pesach is like the rush. And therefore you make a bracha. The Rambam is the Chumrah. Chen yesh ha-hachshu m'nishtar rubay, lam al-vav. Avalon nishtar rubay sholem, filo Iker tar to the tibusa. So, so you have the original sound back, and you use the same min. But the Maisa, it wasn't rubay sholem. So you have two latibusa, and then she thought two latibusa is good enough. No, lomahani after deizu. Time she said the mala. Once it rive is missing, it's not a shayfer. Here the ruba lachud, I think it's some of mina lachud. Eshle sofik al stima because of kavu the kamesha haya oylohi. Eshle achma medina lachud sake of the rice. You have rive, but you're not sure if you have the original sound, or you have stima b'minoi, and you have a sofik on the original sound. So in that situation, you have to machmir. You have to find another shofar because it's suffering the rice, and you have to machmir. Okay, it's halted here.